country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winnemore boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Businessman. Here we are, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon. You're tuned in here on Tuesday, February 27th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Your participation is welcome at 800-313-9443. Tell us what you've seen today on the real media and the fake news media, and share it with the audience. See things of significance. That, of course, that might be one of the themes for tonight's show: things of significance versus things of zero significance, like Michael Cohen. Yeah. So, what did we get as our fake news presentation today? All of us. Wall to wall, stem to stern, the fake news media full of nothing but a shifty-eyed, droopy-mouthed, pathetic-looking Michael Cohen. A complete non-entity, a self-important piece of garbage. That was the news all day today. But it gets worse. I mean, I'll tell you, we live in very interesting times. It's as if we're living inside of a weirdly out-of-control Hollywood script. Michael Cohen deliberately... This is orchestrated, and thank goodness that we have, this was revealed today in the hearing by Jim Jordan, who made the point that Hillary Clinton's own and Bill Clinton's own totally corrupt attorney, what's his name? Help me, somebody in the audience. Arranged with, he was fishing for a Democrat-controlled Lanny Davis, very forgettable person, He fished among the now Democrat-controlled committees to try to find one that would put on a dog and pony show organized by Clinton fixer Lanny Davis. The only one that he could come up with that would say yes was this piece of work Elijah Cummings, congressman from the Baltimore area. The Oversight Committee, now run by Elijah Cummings. So, again, you know, not, Elijah Cummings now has complete control of the schedule of the committee. So, working in cahoots with Lanny Davis, they pick what day to have their hearing with Michael Cohen. Today, a day when actual history is being made. As we speak, as I speak right now, Donald Trump is seated next to Kim Jong-un, making opening statements to the press before they meet tonight. They will then go off after this opening statement and meet together and change history. That's guaranteed. Whatever they do, in whatever direction it goes, will be a change in history that affects every single person on Earth and all future people on Earth. That's news. That's important. But the media today subjected America to a fusillade of nonstop Michael Cohen, telling us over and over again, Donald Trump is a racist. Let's see, what were the terms he had? He's a racist. He's a con man, and he is a cheat. I think those are the big three. A racist, a con man, and a cheat. Then he threw in other words, too. All day. So, now, what's the score? Let's fast forward to the end of the reel, and what's the box score here at the end of this whole show? Dog and pony, Lanny Davis, left-wing Democrat media show. I think the left, he is Mr. Boomerang, President Donald J. Boomerang. Everything they've thrown at him comes flying back faster than it left and smacks him right in the kisser. And I think this one did exactly that. I think, we'll find out. I can't tell, you know, by psychic means. I think we will find out that the American public, the salvageable part of the American public that still has a patriotic inclination, looked at this and got more of a wake-up on how bad the demon rats are. And also, by the way, by contrast, how good the Republicans are. The defense, the time used by people like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and Paul Gosar on the committee was wonderful. Displays of everything that's good about Western civilization. Tight thinking, high ethics and moral standards, consistency, fairness, beautiful sentiments from the Republicans, who no longer have the power on the committee. But they do get, when a demon rat gets his 10 minutes, one of the Republicans gets his or her 10 minutes. And they acquitted themselves very well. So I think this thing backfired. It boomeranged on the Democrats. I believe they're done now with the public dog and pony show. Tomorrow they go into closed session. So that won't be able to, they won't be able to. This is fortunate. Their timing wasn't perfect. They should have scheduled the Michael Cohen dog and pony show for tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day when the results of the meeting is it a 12-hour difference in Vietnam? I think so. So we're now at like 8 p.m. So they're in the morning in Vietnam. So the real business is going to happen throughout the night tonight in Vietnam, and it will be reported on tomorrow, and the video will be available tomorrow. So I think the important things that happen in this will not be erased by the fake news media with Michael Cohen. Then there were other, let's see, some more detail from the executive summary. Michael Cohen looked pathetic. He had nothing. He brought with him nothing. He had no evidence against the president. He had no bombshells. He had no lurid tape recordings. He had nothing. He had a check signed by Donald Trump for, I think, $35,000, a business check, an imprinted, Donald Trump personal check. I mean, what is that? This is evidence of what? It means Donald Trump paid his attorney, who he was probably at this point very sorry to have retained, but he paid him an amount of money that's pretty common for high-priced New York City attorneys, paid him $35,000. As they say in France, BFD. That ain't nothing. That's not evidence of anything. I could get into the sort of the detail, but Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and others among the Republicans tore apart every bit of innuendo and allegation by Michael Cohen. Also, the sappy emotion didn't work. Sappy, droopy-eyed, I'm almost going to cry. My eyes are getting moist. I'm going to miss my wife. I'm going to go to prison because I want to do the right thing. And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for ever having done anything for Donald Trump, having anything to do with him. I am really so sorry. And I'm glad to go to prison for that. I deserve it. I'll miss my wife. I'll miss my family. It was pathetic. The guy was revealed to be a lifetime, he's a demon rat. He's not a Republican. And the worst of it for Donald Trump, if I'm the general public looking at the whole thing, backing up my general impression, the worst blow against Donald Trump by today's performance was that Donald Trump ever hired Michael Cohen for anything. And he did not, now to the president's credit, he did not allow Michael Cohen into the presidential campaign at all. His employment at Cohen was from past years, pre-presidential run. His employment of Cohen extended over into a brief part of being the president, but he offloaded Michael Cohen and had the common sense not to bring him into the presidential campaign. But that's the worst of it, is that a dirtball like Michael Cohen actually was ever on the payroll of Donald Trump. And I could say there as exculpatory information, perhaps, on that score, it may be that swimming with the sharks in New York City, that part of the routine is maybe you have to have a bad guy attorney somewhere in your employ. Maybe that somehow is just part of the way it works in New York City, swimming with the sharks with all that blood in the water. But that's just a thought on my part. I would say in general, Donald Trump probably rues the day he ever met Michael Cohen. Anyway, so that's that's what we saw today. And I think when you get back, go to the big picture, which is I like to do. I don't like to get embroiled. We have brief time together. I don't like to get embroiled into too many details. The big picture is, America's long past. Oh, Donald Trump had some affairs. I didn't know that. Oh, I voted for a man who had an affair. I didn't know that. There isn't one such person in America. So this is getting really old. How many times do we have to hear the name Stormy Daniels and a few others? What's that line from Gone with the Wind? Who said the line? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And that's what America's patriots feel about all this indignation by demon rats who are the least moral people in America. They're the least. These are the people that want to kill babies after they're born. I don't even want to know what their procedure is for killing babies after they're born. I don't want to know. It's how horrific is it? This is the party of infanticide. And we're supposed to be shamed by them? Because some of our men, some of the time, have extramarital affairs or sex that does not meet, obviously, the demon rats have a very, I mean, you know this, don't you? All of the demon rats abide by a very puritanical, very strict moral code of not looking at other women. Don't look at anything. Don't let temptation strike you. What was it? They're all like Jimmy Carter. Didn't Jimmy Carter say once in a Playboy interview that he had lusted in his heart? all the demon rats are like that, I'm sure. They're no loose living, hard partying demon rats, Nancy or Chuck. All right, so let's get launched into our show. Let me see if I can find the caller board here. I think we kind of got a little bit of a theme to start with here. And the call in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can call in now. Let's see. What else? Oh, there's somebody here. Okay, let me look down my board here. I don't see him yet. Hang on. Engineer, who was it that's on? Oh, from the Coliseum himself. Spartacus. Welcome, Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Spartacus. Oh, yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, Spartacus. You know, you provide a good show. You know, your performances in the arena are really something. And, you know, how can anyone outdo you? But I think Michael Cohen in front of, what's the name of this guy? Elijah Cummings. You know, I'll tell you what. You're getting a good run for your money, Spartacus. This is pretty funny stuff.
I got to get up early to beat this deal.
Yeah, you do. And, I mean, can you believe it? We have, you know, Donald Trump, really, folks, had great personal risk. I watched the security, you know, I was watching on TV today, watching the kind of security that his limo went through and so on his way to the hotel. Was it the Metropole Hotel where he met with, he's meeting right now with Kim Jong-un. And I'm saying to myself, man, this guy's risking his life. Heavy Hanoi traffic was zooming back and forth, you know, less than 50 yards away from the presidential limo, which is just sitting there, exposed, and random traffic. I mean, we're talking like hundreds of cars a minute and motorcycles and, you know, zooming back and forth. This is not the American standard of presidential security. If you've ever been around a presidential motorcade, folks, Spartacus is out there in California. They will shut down the 405 freeway, the busiest freeway in the world. I don't know how many, 10 or 12 lanes. They will shut it down just so the president's car can go from LAX to, let's say, Burbank. And Los Angeles will grind to a halt. In Hanoi today, they weren't even blocking off, you know, a side street for the president. But the president...
Yeah, well, at least they didn't have him stay in the Hanoi Hilton.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, folks, this
he could get John McCain suite in the Hanoi Hilton.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And now, don't go, Spartacus. Stay there. We'll be right back, folks.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man at the miners' new well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's only more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
We're back,
before
folks,
the Beatles and yesterday.
With us here in the octagon is Spartacus himself. I was just making the point there, Spartacus, that the here we are today. Pakistan and India are shooting down each other's airplanes right now. They're both poised for war. They're both nuclear powers, thanks to idiot presidents who enabled India and Pakistan to nuclear arm, which Donald Trump would not have done. Which he's trying to prevent in Iran right now, and he's trying to prevent in North Korea right now because he's a peace president. But here we have, folks, today, India and Pakistan, two huge nations, nearing war. Well, they're actually shooting each other's planes down. They're at war. We have North Korea meeting with the president in Hanoi, as you mentioned, Spartacus, just blocks away from the Hanoi Hilton. And the lamestream, controlled, fake news media, all they can subject us to all day. They don't put Spartacus on TV, which would be good. They don't put the president on, which would be even better. They put Michael Cohen. What a, as Jim Carrey used to say, the left winger Jim Carrey. What a loser! What a loser Michael Cohen is. What a non-story. But that Spartacus, they took you off. They took you off of center stage. They took the president off of stage, and they put on Michael Cohen. What a, you know, it makes the point that America is coming apart.
Well, and this is the vacuum that Ocasio-Cortez is filling, because these Democrats have no agenda. So Ocasio-Cortez is going to bring an agenda of insanity, and that, and so now you've got Feinstein and these people having to deal with this thing. They're creating monsters left and right of their own making, and you know, if the American people don't have the smarts to see this, then we don't deserve freedom.
Right.
All you women out there need to wise up. You know, apply a little common sense to this thing. This is insanity.
Yes.
And by the way, what do any of these things that Cohen might or might not say have to do with, okay, so Donald Trump uses four-letter words or he's vulgar. Well, okay, so let's not have a border. I mean, let's put two and two together here, folks. What are the policies of this man? Jobs, peace, treaties, a border. I think we get how much more money do we get from NATO now? You know, billions.
Spartacus, I was just watching during the break. I was looking for live coverage of what's going on in Hanoi, and I found an Asia news channel. And in a matter of seconds, I got several big stories. Bing, bing, bing. Big stories happening in Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Korea right now. One of the stories out of Vietnam, just in a side meeting, the president met with the president of Vietnam and inked a $15 billion commercial jet purchase from Boeing. So there's how many American workers with great jobs at Boeing up there in Seattle and elsewhere, how many jobs got created by one beautiful Donald Trump signature with the president of Vietnam? That's a lot.
Well,
that's a
I'll
lot.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
When was the last president of the United States in Hanoi? I mean, that is amazing on its face.
Yes, it's something exactly. We should have been, if we had real media in America, if Republic News folks had the cameras in Hanoi, we would have been, you're right, Spartacus, we would have been reveling. You know, we would have been basking in our own history. We would have marveled that a North Korean flag flying next to a Vietnamese flag and an American flag. And by the way, in the brilliant, brilliant move of the president, those cameras should be driving around the streets of Hanoi, showing the prosperity. Vietnam, by all accounts, is a boom country right now. And why is it booming? Well, because they chucked the philosophy of Ho Chi Minh and General Jap, and they replaced it with a market, at least a somewhat of a market economy, so that the people of Vietnam are now much better off. And the brilliant strategy of Donald Trump is to spend several days in Hanoi, as you say, Spartacus, the nerve center of our former communist enemy, to spend several days there and let Chairman Kim just look out the tinted glass window of his limo and look at what can happen to a communist country like North Korea very, very quickly after it listens to a market genius like Donald Trump and institutes some elements of a market economy, some institutions of Western civilization. And I'll tell you what, Spartacus, I was just watching Chairman Kim's reaction to Donald Trump's opening remarks. I'm going to come right back. Stay with us, Spartacus, because this is important. The read I got off of Chairman Kim's face. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Me
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here. But what
hey, we're back,
is,
folks.
Ain't exactly clear.
And let me see if I can't. Spartacus, are you still with us?
Yeah, I just wonder what Jane Fonda thinks about today's events.
Yeah, well, let us go. Here, I'm going to turn up the Vietnamese just for a second. Here is Channel News Asia. And it's to make the point that our controlled media here in America, we trash, not we. And when I say America's coming apart, I should correct myself. The split between the left-wingers, the Alinskyites, and the rest of us in America is becoming more complete. That's what's coming apart. The package that used to work for in the Clinton eras, in the Bush era, that's not working anymore. That's coming apart. It's coming unglued. The wheels are coming off. Now, let me just play randomly. I'm going to play. This is a Vietnamese from Vietnam reporting on our president. Listen to this. They're actually reporting the news.
Progress on the North Korea denuclearization process could be made right here in their hometown.
All right, thanks very much for that, Tung, and thank you, Mae Wong, as well. We'll check in with you both a bit later on. Our correspondents will be keeping us up to date with all the latest in Hanoi all through tomorrow as well, and we'll be check in with them later on as well.
So it's nonstop. They're covering the actual news. And the Vietnamese guy was out on the street there in Hanoi making the very point that Donald Trump is brilliantly showing. He's showing Kim Jong-un what he could do in North Korea. Now, folks, does this matter to you? Does the fact that, I mean, you know, you never cared about Kim Jong-un or the North Korean dictatorship maybe in your past years, but does this matter to you? Well, I'll tell you what. If you live in Tokyo and multiple North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles are going over your head in near space at hypersonic speeds, potentially with nuclear weapons on their nose cones, yeah, you're worried. Because one of those puppies could wipe out Tokyo, which I think is 20 million or more people. And there's no warning time, there's no defense, there's no nothing. This is what was going on when Donald Trump was elected by us to be president of the United States. This was one of the worst threats to your life in the world, was a nuclear North Korea launching a crazy war with an out-of-control, unstable dictator, drawing in Red China, nuclear, drawing in Russia, nuclear. We've got India and Pakistan with their own unstable leaderships. Pakistan is a nation run by crazy people. That's Donald Trump, the peace president, is at the risk of his life. I just made that point, folks. The security in Hanoi is nothing. Like, and Spartacus, like one of the details I noted is that the guys with full automatic rifles on their chest, you know, in ready position, weren't even American. It wasn't the Secret Service. Donald Trump is entrusting his life to Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, the children of the people that were, you know, shooting down our guys 40 years ago, the children and grandchildren guarding Donald Trump with live weapons. You know, even in the United States, I don't think even American military has a single bullet in their guns within a mile of the president. So this guy's risking his life right in the middle of Hanoi traffic to give you and your families, folks, a peaceful world. Go ahead, Spartacus.
Well, it's hard to follow up on that. And that's the amazing thing about it. The president of the United States is in Hanoi. We were there for a decade. We killed 60,000 Americans, probably a million Vietnamese. I think we dropped more tonnage than we did in World War II on that
city.
And now the American president is sitting there negotiating with a communist empire. This is historic to be in that location as a setting for this event to occur. And I'll tell you, Trump may very well come out of there with an end of hostilities declaration because we're still at war with North Korea. He could end a document here that might, I have a belief that they're going to come up with something like this.
70 years later, no American president, since Truman and Eisenhower, has been able to fix this. This is we're in an armistice. We're still in a war. And you're right, Spartacus. I do believe so. And I mentioned the read that I got off of Kim Jong-un. Donald Trump was seated just a few minutes ago. He was making really nice comments, which were then translated, you know, paragraph by paragraph to Kim Jong-un, who's seated. They're both sort of, you know how people who are getting along with each other, they match each other's posture. They were both matching each other's posture. Both of the men smiling. And Kim Jong-un, as he listened to the translation paragraph by paragraph, he's smiling, looking at Donald Trump, shaking his head in affirmation. These two guys are getting along. And it's an amazing thing, amazing skill by Donald Trump. And you know, I've mentioned the point, you know, even though he's got a groovy haircut, Kim Jong-un is a dictator. He's not that closely attached to the real world. He lives in a bubble, as do all dictators. So Donald Trump is, what do they say? You ought to get out more. Donald Trump is taking he's taking Kim Jong-un out on the town and showing him the real world. And Kim Jong-un could go home and say, you know what? I was shaking hands with the president of the United States, you know, the most powerful man in the world. And he said he respected me. And he's saying this over and over again. He said he admires my country and the industry of my people. Donald Trump has said over and over again, I see North Korea booming. I see it as a real, a soaring economy with great natural resources and incredibly talented people. And folks, the talents of the North Korean people are identical. Demography is destiny, folks. It's the same genetic makeup as the people of South Korea, who are, the South Koreans are running neck and neck with the Japanese as the most productive people in the world, next to us Americans. So the you can see on Kim Jong-un's face, he's really liking, he is really enjoying having his life and his nation normalized by the genius of Donald Trump. Do you think I got that right?
Well, Donald Trump is a promoter. He's a salesman. He's a marketing man. And look, you know, this is what he's done all his life. So this is a client who, he's going to sell him a condo. And, you know, this is what he's good at. So if he sells him on an open economy or a, you know, pluralistic economy, he might be able to do the job and change his whole country.
Yeah,
it means the persuasion.
And folks, how important is a peace president in that position? How many wars, I asked this question yesterday, it took one crazy person throwing a bomb into the carriage of the Archduke, of Austria-Hungary to start World War I. You know, murderous things are started by small individual acts or one single super powerful individual like Adolf Hitler. A world can be thrown into a war. So calming Kim Jong-un down. I mean, he's firing nuclear-capable missiles over the islands of Japan. I don't know if you followed this, folks, but only a year ago, Kim Jong-un was firing multiple salvos of missiles capable of reaching New York City. And as they went over Japan, imagine you were in the control room in Japan. As these missiles are coming over it, 20,000 miles an hour. You have no way of reaching them, touching them, doing anything. You have no control over their trajectory. And you're just, everybody's in the control room wetting their pants, hoping these things don't fire downward toward Tokyo with those nukes that Kim Jong-un was blowing off in North Korea. He had it all. Donald Trump, you're right, Spartacus, Donald Trump did the sales job of a lifetime in persuading, and not just with, kissy face talk. Donald Trump imposed really harsh sanctions on North Korea. So he used the carrot and the stick, both applied beautifully, but very importantly, at the risk of his own life, folks. This is a great man. And the demon rats, all the demon rats can do is stage, I hate Trump. And today they're calling Trump, he's a racist. Then when a great congressman, Mark Meadows of North Carolina, said, well, let's see, we've got Donald Trump, Secretary of Health, Education, of Housing and Urban Development, is a distinguished black woman. What's her name? Tlaib. This Tlaib woman, who's like Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of them, she goes, that's racist. Meadows is a racist. He's saying that Donald Trump hired a black woman. That's a very racist thing to say. And the whole, they started screaming in there, Spartacus. Elijah Cummings started screaming. Jim Jordan was wonderful. He was reading the riot act to those people in there. It was a beautiful, not to show the demon rats wanted. So the Republic, and this is good news also, Spartacus, is that the Republicans that have something in them, the Republicans that are real patriots, are now forming up behind Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump is building a real Republican party, not a Rhino party, not the Paul Ryan Rhino party. Donald Trump is building a real fighting organization that can give better than it gets. And so we saw that on display today. So I was very pleased with all of that. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Spartacus. And I know you. You're a very generous soul, Spartacus, and you're the first person to say, I'm very glad that Donald Trump has kicked me off the top of the ratings worldwide.
That's right, and I'll be replaced by Elijah Cummings, because that is one – what did he call Maxine? A low intelligence person?
Low IQ.
Low IQ. Let me tell you, Elijah Cummings that guy is actually a representative of the United States of America, man. I'm telling you, who elects these people, man? It's a real commentary on the constituents of these people.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Yeah,
I have to get back to the arena.
Okay, the crowd is calling. They came to see.
The crowd is calling. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Farewell. Farewell, comrade.
Farewell. Farewell. Adieu.
Okay. Well, Spartacus and I are going to have to learn some Latin so we can say a few words in Latin or, you know, Roman. Let's see. We've got a few callers here. Art, off the grid. Art, where are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm here.
Okay.
Well, I was there at one time, but I moved back over here where I belong, so I don't get in trouble for being over there. Seriously. Now, anybody who knows me knows that, you know, I don't have any great love for Trump, but I don't hate the guy either. He is who he is, and there ain't nothing anybody's going to change, anybody going to say or do to change him. There are things about him I like, things about him I don't like. But, you know, when a guy does good, I'll praise him. When he screws up, I'll jump all over his backside. And
consider this metaphor here, this comparison. If you're, you know, we're at war with the people who want to destroy our civilization. We are at war with them right now. It's not fun and games. They want to tear our borders down. They want to flood our country. I saw Tucker Carlson had it on his show today. Apparently, the latest move of the rhinos, the demon rats, but also the rhinos, is that with the latest conflagration, the destruction of Venezuela by Maduro and the Cuban-backed socialists there in Venezuela, here's what the rhinos always make hay out of these things. They want to open our borders for temporary protected status for millions of Venezuelans. Millions. People like John Bolton want to welcome millions of Venezuelans into America as if this is somehow our moral obligation. And by the way, they use that stunt with Vietnam. We got millions of Vietnamese into America as if it was our moral responsibility. It's not enough that we sent our boys by the scores of thousands to die for the Vietnamese people. That wasn't good. In hellhole spider tunnels, that wasn't good enough. We then had to welcome them back into our country and make it their country. But Donald Trump is here to tell these demon rats, no, that party is over. Now, unfortunately, the party is not over because the demon rats, I mean, look at it. They control the majority of the House Oversight Committee now. Go ahead. Yep.
As it may, trying to get back to where I was going here. I don't give a rat's patoot about Vietnam or none of that crap. It's done. It's over. Ain't nothing we can do about it. But there is something we can do about what's going on today, which is why I called. I'm watching, you know, like I said, I got no great love for Trump, but I got nothing against him either. If he screws up, I'm going to criticize him. If he does good, I'll be the first one to give him a virtual slap on the back and say, attaboy. But I'm sitting here and I'm watching this Cohen circus today, and that's exactly what I saw was a circus. Quite entertaining. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. But what I found really interesting was right there at the beginning, it was 10, 15 minutes in, when one of the individuals, I'm assuming on the right because of what he was saying, he made comment that we weren't, you know, coming into this, we weren't allowed, we were told right from the bat, we're not allowed to talk about this, we're not allowed to talk about this, not allowed to talk about this, not allowed to talk about this. He's going down this whole list of things they're not allowed to talk about, and I'm scratching my head, and I'm thinking, okay, just what the hell are you allowed to talk about? Well, it turns out they're allowed to talk about anything that's anti-Trump, and, well, holy smokers, if everything you talk about is anti-Trump and you're not allowed to talk about the real issues, well, it's pretty obvious where this nightmare is going to go. And so I just sat and I watched the whole thing, all 7+ hours of it. My God, I got a headache like I ain't had in years. But the whole thing was an absolute joke. Now, I am not a Bard certified attorney, although I played one on TV. No, I'm only kidding. I did go to law school, so I know a little something about law. I still study law today. I've got a little over 30 years of studying law as while traveling the country and doing my thing. I always wanted to learn
okay,
more.
Okay, so sitting there with your head, and by the way, I salute you for putting up with the seven hours.
I'm a prosecutor, and I had this guy on the stand. My God, I could have destroyed him in about 30 minutes.
Well, now I'll tell you what, Art, you did see Jim Jordan, you were referring to. Jim Jordan did destroy him. So did Mark Meadows. So did Paul Gosser. These guys are great attorneys. We will be back right after this break. Stay with us, Art.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John, that
Big
is.
John.
And Art, are you still with us off the grid?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, now let me say this. I was just talking about the attorneys there. You're talking about how you could destroy, as a prosecutor, you could have destroyed Michael Cohen. You certainly could have. And I'll tell you, I was about to compliment Jim. I said, these are great attorneys that were in there, guys like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. who did destroy Michael Cohen. And then I thought to myself, I shouldn't call Jim Jordan an attorney. He's this great man who was a national champion, gold medal Olympic wrestler, national champion at his Division I at Iowa State or University of Iowa. Anyway, and so it's not fair to call him an attorney. I looked him up. He is an attorney. He did get a Juris Doctor. But so he was a great attorney. But then I said the other guy I accused of being a great attorney was Mark Meadows. And I thought to myself, well, I shouldn't just assume he's a great attorney. So I looked him up. Mark Meadows, congressman from North Carolina, incredible patriot, folks. He has really been doing work for you and for Art and the rest of us. Anyway, I looked at Mark Meadows. Remarkable fact. His college education consists of an Associate of Arts degree from the University of South Florida. That, I am impressed with that. I mean, you know, and those of you that know, you know, a two-year Associate of Arts degree, you know, that's no great guns. So this guy has gone this far, and he sounded like a guy who could argue before the Supreme Court, Mark Meadows did, with his AA degree from the University of South Florida with 51,000 students in Tampa, Florida. I was impressed. Go ahead, Art. What's your comment?
Well, you know, what really stood out to me was, you know, there were a couple of things that really stood out. Was the first one when he was asked about his dealings with foreign corporations and entities. And he was asked, did you not know that this was illegal? And he was, his response was, well, my attorneys advised me that, wait a minute, Mr. Cohen, you're an attorney. The question was, do you not know? It doesn't, I don't care what your attorney told you. You are an attorney. You don't know that this is illegal, what you did? And then, you know, yeah. Like when asked if he would be willing to turn over whatever said documents, blah, 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 and he was like, oh, absolutely, without question. It's like, wait a minute, wouldn't that violate attorney-client privilege? Well, just
oh, he got spanked. Yeah, Art, he got. Yeah, I forgot the name of that congressman. Yeah, that Republican congressman was very good. I forgot his name. My fault. That he got spanked hard for that whole 7 hours you were watching it.
Go ahead. And you know, and so then another Democrat asked him this about this again. He's like, well, now that I've had time to think about it, well, no, I would have to get with. No, you got to be, you're an attorney. You know, when I studied law,
he's a piece of garbage, and an attorney. And here's the thing. Let's get the takeaway here, Art, for the day. The day is this: great things from Donald Trump in Hanoi. Wonderful, wonderful things that we'll enjoy tomorrow. We'll talk about them here on the show. Today, the dog and pony show from the Demon Rats didn't work. It boomeranged badly on the Democrats. We'll see you all tomorrow night with more. So long for now.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.